let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The book Americans' Racism and What You Can Do About It, The Hard Truth About America and Americans by Donald L. Scott, tells the hard truths of Americans' founding documents written in 1776 and 1787 for white Americans and their future generations. Hard truths bring pain, but are necessary for people to take proper actions to correct the correctable and live with the uncorrectable. Donald's experience with American racism spans over 80 years. He was among the first African Americans to integrate public schools because of the 1954 Supreme Court decision that ended a racial segregation in public schools in America and to assume leadership positions in previously all-white organizations. Was among the first of that cohort appointed to senior executive positions in the military and federal government. A distinguished career, founding director of AmeriCorps National Civilian Community Corps, chief operating officer, City of Atlanta, Georgia, assisting Mayor Maynard Jackson to balance support between white majority and minority populations, deputy librarian of Congress, rising through the ranks in the United States Army from second lieutenant to brigadier general. He offers suggestions to defeat institutional racism and keep the focus of inspiring words in the Declaration of Independence. Donald L. Scott, author of American Racism and What You Can Do About It, The Hard Truth About America and Americans, joins us on This Week in America. Donald, welcome to the program. I've been looking forward to this. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here, Rick, and I'm looking forward to answering the questions and making sure that we have a great dialogue.
I am looking forward to that, and so many questions, and something that is basically in the top of everyone's minds now as we finally, I think, maybe are addressing these issues. And I'll ask you about that as we go through the conversation. But first of all, let's talk about your background and the inspiration to write this book. Where did this idea come from to write the book American Racism and What You Can Do About It?
Well, the idea came after my wife died last April. And we were married 57 years, and I was really trying to search to find my way forward. And through the process, I got to thinking about the lives that we had together. And one of the things I thought about was all of the doors of opportunity that opened from 1954 through 1991 when I retired. And the bottom line is that I grew up in a racial segregated society in Missouri, but it was a 1954 Supreme Court decision that caused my senior year to graduate, to enter all-white school. And from that point on, the Civil Rights Act and all of the legislation that took place opened the doors for my wife and I to have that illustrious career that you just named off. And so with that in mind, you know, I got to thinking two things. One, that my wife, myself, and African-Americans born after 1948 were poised to do as much as we could as our talents would let us. And now we're at a stage in which I think I fear for my grandchildren and people of color, because America has been stymied, if you will, in that regard. So I thought to write the book to try to get America's focus back on the country that the founder says is founded to believe that all people are created equal and endowed by their creator to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those seven people on the front cover of my book have done more to achieve that goal than any of the presidents or anyone else in the 243-year history of the United States of America.
And we will talk about those seven and so much more on our program with Donald L. Scott. He's the author of American Racism, What You Can Do About It, The Hard Truth About America and Americans. The book's available wherever books are sold, stratton-press.com. The book section, a great place to go to get information. I talked about in the beginning that maybe do you think we're getting closer to really facing some of these issues? And I'll ask you about the current protest against police brutality going on around the country, Black Lives Matter movement. How does that relate to your book? And the big question, I guess, in my mind is, are we now ready to face some of these issues and find the hard truth?
It's going to be rather difficult in the short time that we have to really do justice to what we're talking about. But let me see if I can't quickly, get to the point that you're asking. Is the country ready to address this? I say the short answer is partially ready. The folks who are ready to address it are the people who were born Americans who were born after 1980, because they get it. Blacks have been discriminated against, brutalized, and vandalized all up to this time, and few white people had really spoken about Black Lives Matter. And with the Floyd and Breonna Taylor and those folks, for the first time, we saw a large number of young white people joining the young black people saying Black Lives Matter. That's been the one issue that has changed the issue for America. And I'm encouraged by the Black Lives Matter people because they are black, brown, white, and they get that justice is not colorblind. The folks that I'm most concerned about, though, are people in my generation, because we still carry the burden and the pain of a racist past that ended pretty much after Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Lyndon Johnson set in motion. So we've got two competing focus on America. And one is the young people say it's time to do justice, to get justice for everybody. And then we've got the older people of my generation who are still not able to grasp that all lives matter.
Donald's book is American Racism and What You Can Do About It. You devote a chapter each in the book to Abraham Lincoln and to Harry Truman. You lump Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Marshall, and Warren into one chapter. Explain why you did that.
Well, I'm glad you asked that because, the guys who did, the presidents who did the greatest lifting, and by greatest lifting, I mean the presidents who had the most difficult challenge of trying to convince their fellow white citizens that it was time to bring the African Americans, Native Americans, into the umbrella and the picture of we the people. That was Abraham Lincoln. He didn't have a whole lot of support from the people of the South. He had virtually none. The white people of the South, he had virtually none. And he had some support from abolitionists in the North. But he, by the time, and I do want people to read about Abraham Lincoln because he is the real deal. He is the quintessential American. He did the heaviest lift. He got us the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment. And then I move forward to give a complete chapter to Harry Truman because he too did more to bring the America closer to what we have today because he integrated the military forces. And he did it against the advice of 4- and 5-star generals, against most of the whites in his era. And so that's why they got separate chapters. because they deserve that kind of adulation, in my opinion.
Donald L. Scott is the author of the book American Racism and What You Can Do About It. The book's available at stratton-press.com. The usual places for books, and you can do a link from our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Also, a video version of this, if you go to YouTube, you go to thisweekinamerica.us and click on videos, you'll see the video version of our conversation with Mr. Scott on today's program. The title, American Racism, what is American racism? And I'm asking that, is it different than other countries? Is there a difference? Is this a unique form of racism?
It is very unique because America is very unique. There is not another country, in my understanding, that has as its founding proposition that all people are created equal. And as the founding documents in the Declaration of Independence says, and that is in spite or despite the founders, many of whom were slave owners, they didn't have to come out and say that we're doing a country that believes all people are created equal. And so that's what makes America different. And the fact that we do have those five white presidents who saw the epiphany and says we're going to make this a reality. And so that's what makes America different, in my view.
It's interesting, all that you've seen, all the changes that you've seen going back to 1954 when you were a senior in high school. What is it, do you think, that's missing in the American experience that keeps us divided along racial and economic lines as well?
Well, I think America in many ways has lost its zeal for education and its zeal to be, you know, to be the bold kind of people that formed the country. And when I say lost its zeal, our education system is not, in my opinion, up to par. And it's another hard truth. But when you stop to consider that less than 50% of those who graduate from high school in America cannot pass the entrance examinations to get into the military. And most of that is because math is lacking and English is lacking. And if you have any type of criminal record, that will keep you out as well. And so we're not educating our people well enough so that they can do the kind of jobs that need to be done for critical thinking in America. We also have young people having children who, in my opinion, are not able to really help the children to get into the kinds of jobs that require an understanding of technology and being able to critically think and make right decisions for yourself. And so on top of all that, we have fear. We have people who fear that the country is not going to be their country if we have people who don't look like them. And I'm talking about if we don't have a white person at the head of the country as president, then all of a sudden we get this fear that they're going to lose their country. And so that's why I say that we've got to get back on track. And I think this book will help a lot of people begin the critical thinking that has to come from each individual American rather than believing that somebody else is going to have to do it. No, it's us. We have to do it.
The book is American Racism and What You Can Do About It, The Hard Truth About America and Americans by Donald L. Scott, our guest on the program, senior executive positions in his career, the military, federal government. So much wisdom he brings to the book and to our conversation today. The book's available at stratton-press.com in the book section there. It's available at Amazon, the usual places. You've got seven suggestions that you list to stop institutional racism. Which one do you think is likely, the most likely, to be embraced by white America?
Well, that's that's a good question, and I'm not sure that I can answer that question. The one that I would hope that most white Americans would accept and address is the very first suggestion. And that is just accepting the fact that the country was developed from the lands that the Native Americans had. That's a done deal. It's true. The second fact is white Americans enslaved African Americans and freed African Americans. That's true. The residue of slavery shows itself in the Black Lives Matter movement. And it shows itself from the standpoint that most of the injustice done by police officers is a carryover from the injustice that was done to the free slaves all through the 1870s, well into the 1940s, when there were murders, lynchings, and beatings. See, all of that's true. Now we're to the point that you've got a lot of African Americans and people of color who find themselves in the inner cities of the United States, where there's just no opportunities for those young people to get out of that poverty. And so that's where I think we are. And the rest of the suggestions that the other one that I would hope that Christians of all backgrounds, white, black, Asian, would stop referring to themselves as black, white, Korean. If you're going to follow Jesus Christ, just follow Jesus Christ. Do what he says. And if you don't got time to read the whole Bible, just pick up and start reading in Matthew's and start reading the Sermon on the Mount and just start doing that. And if we would just do that, in my opinion, most of this stuff would be settled within one generation. Thank you.
Time is going so quickly here. American racism, what you can do about it, the hard truth about America and Americans with Donald L. Scott, who's the author of the book. White American males dominate everything, all levels. And as you're looking at society today, looking at the politics in the nation, can a woman or another minority become effective as a leader, as a president?
I know that women are capable of doing it, or another minority is capable of doing it. But until Americans, all of us, get to the point that we stop judging people by the color of their skin and start judging people and evaluating people based on the content of the character, what they know, and their behavior, then we will still have a minority, and especially a woman, will have problems trying to lead the United States as the president of the United States.
What do you hope to accomplish with the book, American Racism, and what you can do about it? Are we ready to face the hard truths?
I believe we are. And what I hope to accomplish out of the book is I hope that people will read the book, and I hope people will critically think about themselves and where they fit. There is a section in chapter 8 where I talk specifically to my white brothers and sisters, and I'm asking them to go back to that part in the Declaration of Independence and make sure that during this election, we elect a president who believes in the fact or the proposition that all people are created equal and endowed by their creator with life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And if Americans will just do that, then I think we have a great chance of extending democracy as only Americans have been able to do for the next 100 years. But it will never be fixed without Americans of each generation having to really think through how special God has given us this opportunity.
You've been such an example through your life and now with this book, American Racism and What You Can Do About It. And I've got just a minute or so left at the end, but I think when you were talking earlier, you were talking about your grandkids, and I think you feared for them. What kind of world are we leaving our grandchildren?
Well, up to this point, I think we've left our grandchildren a good world, a world in which they can be who they want to be without having to worry about the color of their skin, you know, and class or that they happen to be in. But what I worry is that with the rise of racist attitudes, I worry that they will be disruptive. That generation will be disruptive and get stymied to have to fight the same battle that has kept America in bondage to this notion of race. And so that's why I just am praying that Americans, old, young, and in between, will start to think about how special this country is, how precious we are, and they will have to do something about it and keep on going and electing people who believe and whose behavior shows that we all believe that everybody's created equal and endowed with the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And that's what we've got to live for.
You've given us a platform to begin that journey, or for many people to continue that journey, in the wonderful book that you've written, American Racism, What You Can Do About It, The Hard Truth About America and Americans. Donald L. Scott is the author, our guest on the program. Book is available at stratton-press.com, the book section there. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We will take you directly to Mr. Scott's website or the book site so you can get information and order the book as well. Sir, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for sharing some time with us today. Hopefully we can do this again, just scratching the surface of what you're talking about, such an important topic today. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate the opportunity.
It has been our pleasure. The book by Donald L. Scott, American Racism and What You Can Do About It, book available wherever books are sold. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.